Are you ready to take control of your physical, emotional, spiritual, professional, and financial health? Are you ready to experience great success in your life? Each week, join Dr. Diane A. Thompson and her guests for tools and strategies to help you take control of your health and inspire you to live your best life. Now here's your host, Dr. Diane, M.D.
Welcome to Health Talk with Dr. Diane, M.D. This is the show that is designed with you in mind. The goal here is to share accurate health information and provide inspiration that may help you to improve your health and your life. I am your host, Dr. Diane A. Thompson, M.D., and as always, I appreciate you joining me each week as we continue to bring you the best in inspirational health information. The show is aired each week on 1570 AM WIGO in Atlanta, 95.1 FM KSBT Radio in Houston, and all shows are aired and archived online on FMG Radio, Blog Talk Radio, Radio Invasion, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, as well as YouTube. For details and show times, please go to my website at drdianethompson.com. And while you're there, please sign up for updates. We also have a very active community over there on Facebook, and that's facebook.com/drdianethompson. Please come on over, like that page, leave a comment, ask a question. I would love to hear from you. I'm also on Twitter, and that's at Dr. Diane MD. That's DrDianeMD. Now, the information provided is for educational purposes only and is not intended for diagnosis or treatment. Please seek the advice of your healthcare provider before making any changes to your health. All right, so the new year is well underway, and you know, some of the most common resolutions that are made include losing weight, quitting smoking, getting out of debt, getting a better job, managing stress, getting healthier, getting fit, finding a purpose. You know, according to Forbes.com, an estimated 40% of people make New Year's resolutions, but only about 8% of Americans actually keep them. Today, we are going to share information with you to get you inspired to deal with some of your challenges that you had last year, help you to untie some of the knots that are in your life so that you can make this year the best year yet. This interview will be done in two parts. You will hear part one this week, and you'll follow us for part two next week. And of course, in part two, we're going to cover even more information. We're going to give you action steps that you can take to make sure that you have a year that's filled with focus, commitment, and fearlessness. And to help me do this tonight is Ty Howard. Ty is a nationally renowned motivational speaker, a personal and professional development expert. Ty is also the CEO and editor-in-chief of Motivation Magazine, and he is the best-selling author of the book, Untie the Knot, A Practical Guide to Freeing Yourself from Toxic Habits, Choices, People, and Relationships. I think we all could benefit from that. Ty, welcome to the show.
Hello, Dr. Diane. Thank you for having me.
I'm so excited because I think we are going to share information that's going to get people fired up and inspired to do the best that they can with their lives. You know, whenever I talk to people, I always am curious what got them into the field they're in. And I know that motivation is your thing. So what is your journey into being a motivational speaker?
So my journey into being a motivational speaker is or was one that started while in the military. I was serving in the United States Navy as an enlisted man, and I participated in an adopt-a-school program because my ship was in the dry dock. It was in the yards getting maintenance and repairs on it. So we went out twice a week to a middle school in Norfolk, Virginia, and we acted as teacher's aides, the sailors on board the ship twice a week. And long story short, the teacher that I was assisting, she asked me to stand up one day at the end of class because she still had about 15 minutes left, and she told me to explain to her students why I joined the Navy and what I had gotten out of the Navy and all. So I stood up, I did that, and when I was done, she was in awe because she said, the kids only listen to myself and the principal the way they just listened to you. So I said, oh, okay, that's good to know. And then she asked me, would I be their Black History Month speaker? For it was like the very next month in February. So I said yes to that, and I came in February, and I had always had that gift where I could read books and all and then close the book and stand up and tell people in my own storytelling way what I read, and I could make it interesting and engaging and all. So I did that. I stood before the students in the auditorium, and I spoke to them about Black history icons and all, and I made it very unique by tying it all to a theme and all. And when I was done, a chief on board my ship, who was one of the key leaders of the Adopt-A-School program, he asked me if I knew anything about professional speaking, and only being about 21, 22 years old at the time, my focus was in that area, but he started bringing in, they were cassette tapes back then, Zig Ziglar, Les Brown, Tony Robbins, and he said, man, it's people out there that make a living doing what you do, and that's what really started it, and I started to research the motivational speaking business, and I went from there.
Wow, what an awesome story. So two things that I get from that. One is sometimes opportunities come when we least expect it. And another thing is you found your purpose and your life's work by actually helping other people. You know,
yeah.
I mean, that's an awesome thing. Now, when you do motivational teaching and training and all of that, what is your goal? Like, why do you at this point do it? We know how you got involved in it, but why do you do it today? Why do you get up on a daily basis and do this kind of work?
Well, I get up on a daily basis to do this kind of work because I feel that even from the small space that I occupy, you know, here on Earth, that I can make some type of positive impact or influence. And even though when people ask me, Ty, how many people have you ever motivated in your life? And I always tell people, one, that's me. And so then they say, well, how do you carry the name motivational speaker? And I say, well, if a motivational speaker in my mind's eye is worth his or her grain of salt, they understand that they can get up and they can share a positive, inspiring, motivating, and impactful message with the hope that hopefully by the time they're done, they can hope to have inspired something within a person that will propel that individual to push buttons or make choices themselves for the improvement and the betterment of their lives, their habits, their choices, relationships, everything that goes with it. And so that's what helps me each and every day to wake up and be blessed and given that opportunity again to continue what I consider my motivation movement, and that's to get up and put as much positivity or thought-provoking ideas, suggestions, you name it, out there that could help at least one or more people to see themselves hopefully in a different way, like I said again, to make that choice and that decision to make improvements in their lives. So that's what motivates me every day to do that with the hope that I can connect with someone, or let it be an audience, let it be just one person, let it be a teenager, a youth, whomever, an executive leader, so that they can believe in themselves to go after and capture their desired hopes, dreams, vision, or greatness.
I love that. And just the idea of blooming where you're planted, you know, and whatever situation you're in, just being able to help that next person and that next person, I think, is a great thing. Now, I can tell you, I am traditionally trained as a physician, but I believe that whenever I try to teach someone or encourage someone to make health changes, I get the most success when I'm able to motivate and inspire them. I will tell you, though, that there are people who see this kind of thing. I had a friend of mine who said, yeah, that rah-rah stuff, you know, they see it as not that important, not that significant. So share with us, someone who's listening in, people are aware of motivational speakers, motivational coaches. For someone who's listening in, how would they work with someone like you? How would they approach, you know, say they listen to you speak, how best would they be able to change their lives through working with someone like you?
Well, they would best be able to change their lives by first approaching the whole situation or experience with an open mind. Like they say, a parachute isn't good or isn't of any great use unless, you know, it opens. So you have to come at the situation or the relationship, the experience, with an open mind, because like they say also, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. So motivation can also be that in which it comes from a vantage point of being coached, being mentored, being guided and instructed along the way. So if you have an open mindset, then from a health perspective, that can be the start, the beginning. But that individual has to be willing to boldly stand up within to make that decision to say, now I have to leave this place that I'm currently in, so that I can get to that place that they may themselves identify as a better, more healthier, more joyful, more vibrant place to be. Because I, too, run into people sometimes that explain to me that, hey, I used to be happy. I used to be that person who wanted to get up and go, but now I stay at home and I close the blinds and the sun rarely comes in and all that, because I just can't connect with that anymore. But it all starts, like I said, with that decision. You have to make the decision to get up. You have to make the decision to open the blinds and let the sun back in. And you have to make the decision to make that choice to leave that current place that may have you feeling stuck, may have you feeling miserable, depressed, whatever. You have to make that choice to say, I have to move from there and I want to get here. And then that's where, with working with me, it's not about rah, rah, rah. It's about, let's have some substance, let's create a process, and here are some steps that will guide you along the way. And we're not only looking at the big picture, but we're also looking at the small picture too, because I believe you can get from where you are now to where it is you want to be once you're motivated, once you have the enthusiasm once again and the passion to go out and capture greatness or to capture happiness, whatever it is, your ultimate goal. Then we turn that into a process. And we say, okay, this is how you go from here to there. And yes, it may not happen overnight, but as long as you continue going and you continue pressing forward, pressing on, you can capture it.
All right, my guest today is motivational speaker and best-selling author, Ty Howard. We're going to take a short break, and we will be right back. When we come back, we're going to talk about strategies. We're going to look at specific strategies to approach facing the obstacles in your life. We'll look at ways to untie the knot, as Ty talks about in his book. So we'll be right back.
You're listening to Health Talk with Dr. Diane, MD, sponsored by FMG Radio. Please visit Dr. Diane and browse her past shows and guest bios at fmgradio.com/Dr. Diane, MD. That's DrDiane, MD.
Welcome back. If you are just joining us, you're listening to Health Talk with Dr. Diane, MD. My guest today is motivational speaker and best-selling author Ty Howard. Ty's book is called Untie the Knot, A Practical Guide to Freeing Yourself from Toxic Habits, Choices, People, and Relationships. And when we went to break, Ty was just talking about the whole idea of motivation. And Ty, in that same vein, I wonder, are there some people that are more coachable or more easily motivated than others, or do we all have the same ability?
No. There are people who are more coachable and accessible than others. That, like Dr. Wayne Dyer says, you have to understand that people, you look at people in their emotional elevators, and at any given time, on any given day, your elevator, that individual, each of our elevators can be on different floors. And sometimes somebody can be, I mean, not only in the basement, they can be feeling that they're lower than the basement. And it's going to be tough to really connect with and inspire and motivate that person. You're going to have to work. But then sometimes you can be fortunate to come across that person who says that, hey, I already get it. I want the same fulfillment out of life as you. I want to influence and inspire, make a difference. Now, that type of individual, all you need to do is to give them a few words of encouragement or a few suggestions on how they can go about doing it in a more, what I consider, caring and careful way of doing it, so that their good intentions don't turn out to be reckless because they had a bunch of enthusiasm that was misguided, and they went out and their intentions were good, but they, in a sense, tripped over their own enthusiasm. And I'll give you a quick example. I remember it was one year I got a call from Morgan State University here in Baltimore, Maryland, and it was somebody who worked in the student life department, and she said, "So, Mr. Howard, I want to know, do you offer, coaching and all?" And I said, "Yes, but do you offer coaching to students?" And she explained to me, she said, "Mr. Howard, we have a student who is 2 months away from graduation." She wasn't the SGA president, but she was very involved in the success of the student government, the student leadership in that particular school year. And she said, her father passed away, and there were answers unanswered, and she felt that, she had no more reason for being in school, for pretty much doing anything in life. She wasn't suicidal, but she just shut down. And they said, "We've tried everything. We've had other students talk to her. We've had other professors and all these people come in and try to talk to her, but she will not open up." And they said, "We searched online. I heard about you. Can we connect you with her?" And I said, "Okay, I'll try to talk to her." And as soon as I got on the phone, she shut me down. When you talk about shut me down, she shut me down. She's like, "Look, I don't need any motivational rah, rah, rah," or what have you. And I told her I understood where she was. I understood why she could feel that, her decision was the right decision. But I said, "Look, I'm not even here on the phone to motivate you. I just have a series of questions to ask you." And I started to ask her about who she was and how she ended up at Morgan State and things like that. And all of a sudden, slowly, she started to talk to me. and I started to really find out the root cause behind her decision. And her story was something that was, to me, was inspiring in itself, because she was over at Howard University. She had gotten a full ride to go to pre-med school, and she got to Howard University. She ended up flunking out because she hung out with the wrong person, but she came from a small town, and she had scored so high on her SATs. She had done so well. They actually had a parade for this girl before she went away to college, and even some of her classmates she graduated with, they were, quote-unquote, as they say, hating on her, and, oh, she's not going to amount to anything, and all, but her father was the main person behind her. He told her, baby, go do well, you're going to do well, and she went, she flunked out, ended back home, and now all these people that doubted her said, what did we tell you? And for 2 years, she struggled at a community college, but she finally got her grades back up. She couldn't get back at Howard University for the pre-med course, but she ended up at Morgan State, and she picked herself back up. And her whole motivation was to show her dad that she would complete this. And before that could happen, he passed away. That's why the bottom fell out of her motivation. But the only reason why she opened up to me by the end of that call, and I'm not saying she did go on to graduate, Dr. Diane, but I'm not going to say that I was the one who saved and changed things. I'm not going to claim that at all. But the only reason why she opened up to me, because she said all those other people that they brought to talk to me, none of them asked me about me, and you were the only one who did. See, that's why motivational people like myself, I'm not going to say that there are not people out there who are reckless with how they use their gift, if they perceive it to be that, but then there are other people out there, I know like myself, who's caring. People say they don't care how much you know till they know how much you care. And I care about the people that I work with and I engage with because, like I said, my first thing wasn't to tell her what to do and how to do. I wanted to find out how and why and where she was at that point in time. And I didn't care if it took her 2 or 3 hours to get that story out to me. I was going to sit and listen to her, and that's what I did.
Well, good for her that she met you. But you mentioned something really interesting, and I am sure there are others who are listening in who are wondering how to approach this, because there are other people out there who will lose something or someone that was a source of inspiration for them. And now, like you said, the bottom falls out. So how does a person like that approach getting back on track? Like, what kind of strategies would you suggest for someone like that?
The strategy that I suggest is you have to become a forward thinker. And I know it's easier said than done, but again, going back to, we're talking the beginning of the year, like you said in the beginning of the show, you have to decide that you're going to pick yourself back up again. And at the same time, those same motivators that you had for your reason to do it, and yes, an individual may be gone and moved on, you can still do it for those same reasons. I mean, I see on television all the time, especially with our athletes and all, where you'll have an athlete say, you know, I left college early, but I went back to finish my degree because I promised my grandmother, or I promised my mother, my dad, who died of cancer or something like that. They still went on to fulfill the goal, but it all starts with, you know, with that decision, and then comes the forward thinking, and then also that strong burning desire, you know, to complete things again. You know, you have to have that desire that you want to complete something, and not only for someone else, but even for yourself. When you're talking about getting yourself healthy and stable again, it has to be for you too, you know, because if it's not, then you still come into that experience and sometime walk away from that experience feeling empty because you were doing it for all these other reasons instead of yourself. And there shouldn't be, and I know it sounds selfish, but there shouldn't be anyone as important to you than you. You only get one of you. And I always let audiences know, I do a presentation tying into a better you, and that presentation is about getting people to understand that you only get one of you, and that should give you the ultimate reason of inspiration to want to make your best better all the time.
I like that. I am speaking with motivational speaker, CEO and editor-in-chief of Motivation Magazine, and best-selling author, Ty Howard. Now, Ty, you motivate others. I'm just curious, what is your source of inspiration and motivation?
Well, my source of inspiration and motivation, I come from a spiritual family. My late grandfather on my father's side, he was a pastor here in Baltimore for over 40 years. He even taught down at the Divinity College and here in Baltimore. So, I mean, my higher power and my faith has always been my number one source of motivation, but also family, you know, as well. And I look at myself and my family as that individual who picked up the baton years ago to say it's my responsibility and accountability to take my family, and not only my immediate family and my immediate household, but I'm talking siblings and nephews and all, and to take that baton as far as I can to get them to believe that, you know, in my mind's eye, it's like pushing back the boundaries or pushing back the limitations so that they can see things like, you know, higher education. We don't just stop at high school. We continue going, and this becomes the standard within our family. But it has to be someone to take that baton and say, I will be the difference maker. So that's my motivation, because I remember years ago when I first started out as a motivational speaker, Willie Jolly sat me down. Well, we were in his car out near BWI Airport, and he looked me in my face and he said, I'm going to tell you this, and I mean it when I tell you. He said, what you will do as a motivational speaker or anything like that in your business has to be about more than you. It can't be just about you. It has to be beyond you. And oftentimes we go into business and regardless, blood, sweat, tears, sacrifice, staying up to 2, 3, 4, 5 in the morning to get this project done or idea done or whatever, it has to be more than about you. And that's how I operate. So what I do each and every day, I'm motivated because it gives me another opportunity to carry that baton, you know, an extra mile or two down the road or up the hill or whatever, so I can have my 8-year-old nephew tell his mother, my sister, I want to have my own business like Uncle Ty. Because go back 15, 20, 30 years, we were all, you know, what they call blue-collar workers. Get a job, get a good-paying job, and that's what you're supposed to do. So I stepped out of ranks and broke the mold and said, no, we have other options. It's nothing wrong with a good-paying job. I'm not saying that, but I decided to take the baton and blaze my own trail or make my own path, as they would say.
You know what's amazing about that also is sometimes you take the baton and you're going along and you don't even realize how many people you are influencing.
Yeah.
Without even trying, you know, like even in my own life, going after my goals and my dreams, as you say, you know, looking back in my own family, people probably graduated from high school, if that. And
yeah.
Once I decided to go forward and go beyond what they expected, well, everyone else just assumed that that's the norm. So So now it's the norm, you know?
It's the norm. It becomes the standard. So yes. That how do you get a complete generation to, you know, one or two generations later to believing soon as this baby is conceived in the world, the baby knows by the age of one, I will go to college.
Yeah.
It's not something that can be debated or what have you, but it all starts, like you and I agree, from that one person. I'm telling you, somebody stood up and said, this will become the standard for us. And they did it themselves, because you need to be that walking example, that living example, that yes, we can do this, and then the standard continues on from there. But you have to be willing to do it, and you know, you can be so easily swayed it the other way because someone walks in and Diane's reading a book. Oh, look at her, she's a bookworm or what have you, but see, you can't allow that to stop you. You can't allow that to become your obstacle to get you to shut down and not want to improve and do better, because at some point you realize this is about more than me.
And I definitely hope that also a lot of young people are listening into this, because this is really the information they need to learn. What we're going to do, though, we're going to break here, and in part one of our interview, we're going to continue on next week with part two. And listeners, you don't want to miss this, because Ty's going to cover for you some of the things you need to do to succeed despite the obstacles you may have faced the year before or many years before, things that you can do to approach this year so that this will be an awesome year for you. Ty, what is your website address or your contact information?
My website address, Dr. Diane, is www.tyhoward.com. It's www.tyhoward.com, and my business phone number is 443-982-7582.
And I do know on that website you do have lots of articles and things on there that can even provide more motivation for people. So people can check that out. And as I said, we'll come on back next week for part two of this interview. And you don't want to miss this important information so we can share things that can really help you to do great this year. All right. So, Ty, you'll be joining me again next time, correct?
Yes, I will. Yes. Thank you for having me this time.
All right. So take care to our listeners. And remember, your health is your wealth. So please do something healthy for yourselves. Until next time. And again, make sure you join us next week for part two.
You've been listening to Health Talk with Dr. Diane, MD. For show replays and full guest bios, please be sure to visit fmgradio.com/Dr. Diane, MD. That's DrDiane, MD.